With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The city of Glenwood Springs filed a motion Monday to intervene in Rocky Mountain Resources' lawsuit against Garfield County. The controversial mining company operates the Mid-Continent Quarry just north of Glenwood Springs. They filed lawsuits against Garfield County, saying they have no authority over their limestone mining operations. The city's attorney, Carl Hanlon, says if the city's intervention is approved by the judge, they will become a third party in the lawsuit.
We are also positioning ourselves as a similar public entity to the county. And I would note that the county didn't oppose our intervention in the lawsuit. We really view them as partners in this.
Hanlon expects the judge to make a ruling around February. And we want to note that Hanlon is on Aspen Public Radio's board of directors. The state capitol is buzzing with energy today as lawmakers return to start a new session. Scott Franz has more on some of the first bills being introduced.
Senate Bill 1 aims to make schools safer by helping teachers spot mental health issues. The measure is a response to the deadly shooting at STEM school Highlands Ranch, which occurred days after lawmakers ended their last session in May. State Senator Rhonda Fields says the mental health training will prevent more tragedies.
Most people don't get diagnosed with their behavioral issues until maybe they're incarcerated or till they're an adult. So this gives us an opportunity to be proactive in identifying resources and support for kids before they find themselves in desperate situations.
Democrats have already unveiled four other bills. One of the measures would create a new state park near Trinidad. Another would forgive 2 years' worth of student loans for graduates of Colorado colleges who stay in the state and make payments based on their income. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
And I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.